fantastic today. We've had so many people turn out. Lots of people and lots of groups from the community have turned up, and people even on their lunch breaks and things. So it's been fantastic.
Oh, that's wonderful. Like a real community effort, because we know that the Northeast obviously got battered by the recent flooding that we had in the area.
I think that's something that probably has drawn everyone together. You know, everybody's obviously either been affected by it or sort of have seen the effects of it as well. So I think that's really worked to sort of bring everyone together.
So your mission was to help clean up stretches of the beach. What kind of things did you find there?
We found all sorts of things there, so like unbelievable things, but lots of things like tyres, plastic bottles, lots of polystyrene and foam, bits of rope, bits of cars, and you know, everything that has become as a direct result from the flooding as well.
Now obviously we have some of the most beautiful beaches here in the north of Scotland, so it's really important that we keep them clean, but also as well we need to keep them clean for the creatures that live there too.
We're spoilt really along this coastline, aren't we? We've got fantastic wildlife. It's something like estimated that 1 million seabirds and 100,000 marine mammals can actually die annually from ingesting sort of marine litter or getting entangled as well. So you know, everything does kind of directly relate to all the kind of rubbish lying around.
And it's the Macduff Aquarium that have arranged all this today, and everybody that took part gets a free ticket to go, don't they?
Absolutely, they do, yeah. They can enjoy and have a look for themselves what marine life we've got locally as well.
Amazing. Oh, Lauren, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. I'm glad it went really well today.
That's no problem. And we just like to sort of thank everyone for turning out today. And again, you know, showing that really good community spirit's been great.